I often think we're lucky, maybe even spoiled, by the number of community events that are held in Okotoks every year. In pretty much every other place I've lived, there might be one or two bigger events during the better weather months, but that's about it. Maybe there's also a concert series, a recurring market or a big sporting competition, but the kind of festivals where you block off the streets and welcome in the crowds are typically few and far between. Except in Okotoks. I was brave enough to go on the ghost tour offered by the Okotoks Museum a couple of weeks ago, which, technically, isn't a festival but is yet another example of an activity that's available to locals. I didn't see or feel any ghosts, although I did hear lots of stories about people who have had encounters with them in a spookily large selection of old town buildings. During our jaunt around downtown, I overheard one person in our group say to another how all the events that are held in Okotoks give it the feel of a Hallmark town, which is the same comparison several media and tourism outlets made when promoting Light Up Okotoks last November. It's hard to argue with that contention, whether it's at Christmas or during the summer when the concentration of community events makes it seem like there's something going on every weekend, to say nothing of those art and music-filled weekdays. The Labor Day weekend is typically a slow time for public functions because people are either at the campground or doing some back-to-school shopping, but lo and behold, there was a free drive-in movie at the recreation center last weekend. The weekend before that was Summer Roundup and the one prior to that was the wildly popular Okotoks Show and Shine. This weekend there will be movies under stars and the Elma Street Arts Walk, while the following one features the Rubber Duck Race and Family Fun Carnival as well as the Terry Fox Run. I suspect I missed some, for which I apologize, but the list is so lengthy it's hard to keep up. Yes, there are some weekends that are quiet, but they're in the minority, which is a testament to all the people and organizations that are behind the many events that we get to enjoy on an annual basis. Most towns don't have anywhere near the number of calendar listings because of the time, effort and, yes, money that's required to hold these events. I get the sense the town of Okotoks would be quite happy if community members played a larger role in staging events, seed money, anyone? But that might well be wishful thinking. When you combine the dearth of volunteers these days with the fact that many groups are already in the game, it's difficult to see a significant uptick in new players. The bigger question might be how many activities end up dropping off the calendar in the years ahead due to manpower or money shortages. In the meantime, take full advantage of all that our Hallmark town has to offer.